This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon, I'm Celeste Quinn. Here it is January 2009. Well, holiday bills are beginning to appear. The heating bill may be a shocker. And if you're out of work, your hours have been cut, or you're facing other financial challenges, it's really tough going. To help us get through these tough times, University of Illinois Extension has launched a website. The website is www.toughtimes.illinois.edu. My guest in this portion of the program is Lois Smith, based in Edwardsville. She's a consumer and family educator with Extension. Lois, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Well, thank you for having me, Celeste.
Sure. The first step to take in order to pull oneself through these times has to be to take stock. What questions do you suggest we begin with?
Well, I think the very first thing that people need to do is they shouldn't panic. And I think, you know, given the state of the national economy, people certainly are worried about their own personal finances just as much. And I think if they step back and ask themselves, where am I at and where do I stand with my personal dollars and how do I figure that out? And that probably is the very first thing that the family needs to do. And it doesn't really matter if they've overspent at Christmas time. There are so many things that they're facing, like you mentioned, you know, the heating bills and things like that. But they just need to be able to see it in black and white and take a look at it. It means a lot more when you see it written down where you can assess it.
Okay, so write it down. Mm-hmm. And then after you've gone through that exercise, how do you pull out your priorities?
Well, once they list their assets and they list their liabilities, and on that website that you mentioned, toughtimesillinois.edu, we have a worksheet for them to follow, so that makes it much easier for them to determine how to do that. But then what they need to do is they probably will realize that they need to control their spending in their family. If they don't have enough money coming in, then they need to be able to figure out what they need to allow their money to go to, the bills that they need to pay that are on a regular basis, and then those things where they have some flexibility. And we call that a spending plan or a budget, and it helps to go back to some of those basics for them to be able to move forward. And, of course, that's our goal anyway, you know, is for them to be able to move through all this.
Yeah. One piece of advice, if you're in trouble, is to speak up, to be honest with your creditors. How willing are creditors to work with us?
Well, I think creditors are in a bad position, too. And so they would rather get some money than no money because their businesses are on the edge. And so if a family says, or, you know, whoever's, you know, handling the bills calls and says, you know, I really can't make the payment, the creditors are going to take, you know, a listen to that, and they're going to say, what is it that we can do to help you? Now, I'm not saying that they're going to say, well, you know, you don't have to pay that for 6 months. We understand your pain. But what they'll try to do is they'll work with you either, usually it's reducing the monthly payment. They may reduce the interest rate so that, you know, doesn't keep piling up. But the key is that you talk to them first before you've been in arrears for several months. Mm. I think a lot of times people tend to pull back, and they don't want to talk about their financial situation, sometimes not even to their spouse or significant other, let alone these creditors and people they've borrowed money from. Yeah. But if they would just be honest and say, you know, we're having a tough time, is there any resolution that we can make here? And then I think, too, it's really, really important that once you strike a deal, you own up to it. You don't make a deal that's something that you know in your heart that you're not going to be able to meet. Because once you talk to them and they agree to something and you agree to that number, too, then they're going to expect for you to follow through with that. And they're not going to expect you to come back the next month and say, oh, by the way, you know, I've got this thing that came up or that thing that came up, because they want to know what you can stick with. Yeah. So that I would think that's critical.
So don't go cold turkey on your creditors, and then strike a bargain, make a deal, and keep it.
That's right.
Okay.
And don't go cold turkey on your family either.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. How do you involve the family? What do What do you tell the children? How do you have that conversation with a spouse?
Well, all the parties of the family, whether they're the spouse or the children, are contributing to the expenses that the family has.
Mm.
And so you don't want to alarm the kids by any means, but you do need to have a frank conversation with them and let them know that we don't have as much money as we once did. And so, you know, we really need to find ways not to spend so much money. And if the children are old enough to understand that concept, then maybe you can solicit their input and ask them, can you think of ways that you can help us as your mom and dad to do a better job with our finances? Can you think of ways that we cannot spend so much money? And a lot of times they'll offer up, you know, well, you know, I don't need this or I don't need that. Or the next time they think that they might want something, you know, they'll pull back and think in their mind, well, I probably shouldn't ask for this because they really can't handle that expense right now. And I think we just have to be as honest with them as we're asking you to be honest with the creditors. You know, you don't want to alarm them, but they do need to know what's going on because you can't make it work. You might have that budget or the spending plan in place, but if you really don't start cutting back, you're not going to be able to even make that work.
Mm.
And so, you know, by bringing the family along, and it doesn't hurt to have, like, weekly family meetings. And, you know, when you've been able to do something great together and somebody's helped you save money, you know, to bring that up as a real plus and celebrate that in the family.
That really also brings down the worry level, too, doesn't it, when you start to see results?
Absolutely. And stress control is key for all the family members to not get so stressed out on this that they can't make things work. And, you know, it's certainly easier to say than it is to do, but if you get through it day by day by day, you see major changes in a month, 2 months, 3 months.
Mm.
And, you know, everybody else is about in the same boat, too, of needing to tighten up. So it's not like you kind of feel like you're on an island by yourself, but you really aren't. There are a lot of folks around you that are on that same plane, and it doesn't hurt to share with family and friends. Now, you might not want to give them the bare details about your family situation and financial, but maybe you've always gotten together to go out and eat on a Friday night, and maybe you can't do that every Friday night. So you tell them, hey, you know, we need to cut back. Let's do it just once a month or once every 2 months or whatever might fit into that spending plan. But kind of bring those people along, too. It doesn't hurt to have that support as you move through this process.
One last quick question here because we're running down on time. Are extension educators available to counsel individuals or speak to community groups?
We do more speaking to community groups than we do counseling to individuals simply because there aren't very many of us.
Mm-hmm.
There's only about 8 or 9 consumer and family economics educators in the state. But if you go on the website, the Getting Through Tough Financial Times website, you will find some listings of events that might be in your area that pertain to finances, or you can go to your local extension office and they can let you know when there might be something scheduled. And if the county finds that it's a real need, maybe we can set up, the educators can work with the county director then to set up a specific program to help folks out.
Mm. Lois Smith, thank you so much for talking with me this afternoon.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Lois Smith is based in Edwardsville, Illinois. She's a consumer and family educator with the University of Illinois Extension. Extension has launched a website to help us get through these tough, uncertain times. The website is www.toughtimes.illinois.edu. toughtimes.illinois.edu.